That's Hector Morlay there with Surprise. Prior to that, you heard Nation of Language with Wounds of Love, listening to Breakfast here on 2SER. And each year, well, we're coming into the new year. It's coming on so quickly. In the autumn months, Sydney is graced with the Jewish International Film Festival. It also takes place in Melbourne, Brizzy, Perth, and now the Gold Coast, and brings a particular corner of cinema that might go slightly under the radar to the forefront of cultural attention. We're joined by the artistic director of the Jewish International Film Festival, Eddie Tamir. Eddie, how's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for coming. I guess in Sydney, a couple of film festivals have taken place and wrapped up pretty recently. There's a Sydney Film Festival, obviously, but then the Japanese Film Festival, the Italian Film Festival, they're pretty clearly defined because they're going to be films that come out of the respective countries there. But the Jewish Film Festival might not be so easily defined. How does a film qualify? Is it, I don't know, directed by a Jewish person? Is it, if the film touches on Jewish themes or lived experience, if they come out of a region of the world with a strong Jewish history, connection or influence? Is it any and all of these things? Or
There's a bit of a quirk because we run Israeli and Jewish themed films, there's a slightly different criteria. So in the diaspora, as in outside Israel, the criteria is Jewish themed story character,
right?
Not necessarily just a creative. So it does need to connect to that world of themed character story. In Israel, also, Israel is the cold face of Jewish history, but obviously there's many, many other cultures and many groups and many religions represented in Israel. So pretty much anything that happens in Israel, if it's a good enough story, we'll play it because it does resonate with Jewish experience, even if the main characters and the main themes are not particularly Jewish.
Sure. Is it important, do you think, of sorts to give this a platform then, in Australia, especially now the Gold Coast, of which it's going to take place for the first time on the Gold Coast? I've got family up there. I've been to the Gold Coast a lot in my youth. It doesn't strike me as a particularly or having a strong Jewish culture there. I could be wrong, so correct me if I am. But is it important there to take it to a place like the Gold Coast and to open it up to even kind of more areas of the world and Australia, as I said, more broadly?
Sure. So, first of all, there is a core Jewish audience for the festival, but because we run Australian premieres, we're running 55 films from, over 30 countries. So it is an art house festival as well. So it definitely, connects and resonates with any, film interested person, and gives snapshots of many, many different countries. And clearly there's a Jewish element to many of the films, but there's so many other elements as well as, the particular to the universal messaging that goes on in every film.
Sure thing. The festival is a couple of months away, kicking off in Feb in most cities, but tickets went on sale yesterday for one film showing in late Jan. And as you kind of mentioned there, I think when we think film festivals, we might think slightly highbrow, but this one, Greener Pastures, is a stoner comedy, correct?
Yep, Greener Pastures, big commercial hit in Israel, Israeli film with some amazing actors in it, and it's basically, it's a bit of a, it does have some quality character and themes in it of family and aging and how families cope with that, but at its heart, it's a comedy caper movie as well, and it's set in a retirement village with a reluctant entrant into that retirement village because his family, sold up his house, et cetera, et cetera. And he notices that everyone's particularly happy in the retirement home and gets to the bottom of why that is, because they've all, have free access to medical cannabis.
Right.
And he's not particularly into it, but then he finds an angle to actually, form a collective and on-sell that medical cannabis to a non-retirement village people. And it goes from there.
Sure. Is that a topic of conversation or, I don't know, a movement or something in legislation or something in Israel? Is that why it's, I don't know, has it got its finger on the pulse in that regard? Or is it just, I don't know, a happy coincidence and fitting into that stoner film canon for whatever other reason.
Absolutely. So, you know, Israel grapples with many themes, politically, socially, economically, creatively, commercially, and cannabis is no exception to that. So there's, you know, lots of voices about cannabis in Israel.
Sure thing. It is coming up to Christmas, Eddie, so remind us of where we might want to grab some tickets to either that film or to check again a little bit later on for the festival in
yeah,
general.
So if you just go online to jiff.com.au, Jewish International Film Festival, or just pop into the Rambic Ritz Cinemas or the Roseville Cinemas where Jiff will be playing in Sydney.
Fantastic.
And yeah, we've got some amazing music films as well. I know your audience is interested in that. Mm-hmm. The new Leonard Cohen documentary based on his hit song Hallelujah, which has been interpreted by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen, A Journey, A Song. A new Tiny Tim documentary, which is good fun. So many music films as well.
That's great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Eddie.
Good on you. Thank you.
Cheers.
All the
have
best.
A good
day. See you at the movie.
All right. See you there. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Eddie Tamir there, the festival director, artistic director of the Jewish International Film Festival. Check it out on the website there. Grab some tickets and stuff going forward. Sounds really interesting. And around Christmas,